Hello, 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 beautiful alchemist. Welcome to Reiki Radio. I am your host, Yolanda, and I have a lot I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about the brilliance of Reiki, and we'll get into that in a moment. First of all, just want to make sure that you all know that we do have the new moon in Pisces coming up this weekend. And we have the spring equinox just right around the corner. So, if you want to know more about the energy of March, the energy of this month, be sure that you either download the Energetic Alchemist app. You will find the energy of the month video under the free content there. Or you can also sign up for my newsletter. Go to my website, theenergeticalchemist.com. And when you sign up for the newsletter, you get access right away to some free content, including 22 days of transformation and creating with the moon and stars. And within creating with the moon and stars, you also have access to the energy of the month every single month. So be sure to do that if you haven't already. I also want to say thank you for those of you who continue to tune into the podcast and share the podcast. Just to think that Reiki Radio started in 2013 and to have sustained it over all of these years. And yeah, there have been a few times where I've taken breaks. And even at the start of this new year, I have been doing my own personal training on top of still teaching in the alchemy circle. And I taught the Pulse of Reiki and, doing sessions and all of these other things. So sometimes I have to step back and, take care of other things, but I really appreciate that you're all still here and that you continue to share the show. So thank you for that. Now, I want to talk to you about the brilliance of Reiki. And I have to say, one of the things that is so incredible to me about this technique in of itself is that after all of these years in practicing, I'm still amazed. And I get that we all have a different relationship to whatever it is that we may study or practice, whether it's Reiki or shamanism, or perhaps you are a yogi, whatever it is that has called you forward, we all have choice in how we cultivate relationship to these different practices and philosophies and how we take them in. So it's very common that you may meet people, or you may have even encountered yourself where you maybe were attuned to Reiki, took a Reiki class, and then it just seemed to not, you didn't seem to stay in close connection to it for whatever reason. And then maybe time went on and then it called back to you again. And so you decided to reconnect to the practice or take another class or read some books, whatever it may be. Life happens and the journey looks different for all of us. But one thing I have learned is that once we do make the choice to make our practice priority, and when we do decide to learn more, to understand more about whatever you practice, what it's actually pointing to, what it is helping you to understand, the potential of how it can help you grow and change beyond your comfort zones, beyond your patterns and habits. Once we commit to that, there are so many phenomenal things that so many people say that they encounter and experience, including myself. And I'm sure you've heard me say it on the podcast before. This is why I love Reiki. And let's be honest, you can go back to old episodes like years ago. And I'm sure there were times, and I know I spoke about it, there were times where I questioned, was I even really practicing Reiki at all? And now, again, I tell you that I am fully in love with it. I have a deep appreciation for it. But it's even more than that. So that's what I want to talk to you about today. Stay with me, get comfortable, and I will see you on the other side. Okay, beautiful alchemist. So let's talk about this. First of all, like I said, it can be very common for us to come into relationship with any technique. So I'm just going to use Reiki for the example because I've studied many things, as many of you know. But Reiki was kind of the gateway for me. It, along with meditation, I started both simultaneously, and those were what really opened the door for me to start to experience and get a glimpse of us being so much more than I ever would have imagined. And so, for that alone, I have such a deep reverence and gratitude for Reiki. But what happened was, in the beginning, I was so excited, as most of us are. It's fascinating, it's amazing. And depending on, the training that you've had, we all have, whatever experiences we have. But I really did fall in love and became so curious about just energy in of itself. And beyond just Reiki, I became very curious about us as humans and our function and what we're capable of and how we really are designed and why, in addition to our physical sensory, we have our non-physical sensory and all of the layers of perception that are available to us. So I just became just absolutely fascinated by what it meant to be human in deeper ways and deeper expression. But at some point, as I kept practicing and I started studying on the other things, including intuitive development, what I was experiencing in Reiki sessions, when I would hold sessions for other people and when I would do work for myself, I started encountering and having experiences that weren't brought up in the classes that I had from my teachers. And so I started having these very intuitive experiences where I started feeling things so deeply, seeing images. There were times where me and the clients, we would see and experience the same things. And that's what really drove me into the intuitive side of my development, because I wanted to understand what it was I was perceiving. And it just got to a point where I was like, I don't even know if Reiki is what I am practicing, because my experience, again, was so much different than what I had learned about in class. And so, as you all know as well, I continued my quest for just even understanding Reiki at some point. And I studied with different lineages, different teachers, and it was all just to deepen my understanding. I'm very curious, and I don't take things just at face value. I can be very skeptical, but I'm also very open-minded. And so I do believe anything is possible, but I have to have the experience myself to really, really, truly understand. And so fortunately, I have had some incredible teachers over the years, Reiki teachers and teachers of other modalities as well. And that has just broadened my understanding and appreciation for energy work in general, energy work, but again, us as humans and what it really means to function at a higher capacity or have more understanding about our functionality, what it is that we manage and what it is that impacts us and influences us and our relationship to all of it, our mind, our emotion, our energy, our will, our drive, our determination, just all of the layers, what it means to be connected to spirit, what it means to be connected to earth, what it means to be connected to each other. And there are just, so many things we could go down the rabbit hole just in each of those categories. But what happened more recently and why I wanted to have this conversation is because I am still always very open to learning. I told you again, in December and in January, I taught a class online called Pulse of Reiki. It was for level 2 and 3 practitioners or Reiki teachers. And it was really just to go deeper into the exploration of the tools within the system of Reiki. And facilitating that class in of itself even sparked again that love of like, wow, this system is so brilliant. I mean, when I just think about all of the elements within the system of Reiki and what each of these elements help us to reveal, to understand what each of these elements do to support our healing, our transformation. When we don't just look at them at the surface and we don't just glaze over them, we really come into relationship. We really allow ourselves to be curious and explore and apply. The system of Reiki is brilliant, brilliant. And so the pulse of Reiki really brought that, that love back up in me. However, just recently I did a training. I attended a training for another energy healing modality. And the reason I was curious about it is because it was something I had gone and experienced the sessions. I had had the experience of being receptive or on the receiving end of this particular energy work. And I realized that it was different than the way that we would work with energy from the lens of Reiki. So that's why I was curious. And I, of course, wanted to understand the behind the scenes. Like, what is it about this that feels different or seems different, even though it's still a facilitation of energy work? It's working with energy in a different way. And so I went to the training, and it was 6 consecutive days in person, 8 hours a day. And then we have like some ongoing, meetings and such after the fact. But anyway, we did 6 days together in person. And what I learned, so many things, what I realized, I was like, okay. We really have so many options available to us with how we work with energy. And while I already knew this to some degree, because even in the practice of Reiki, if you talk to 10 different practitioners, they may all describe working with energy differently, right? So we have some people who work with energy and it's very, it can be an experience that really tunes them into their sensation, right? It could be a very physical experience for them. Some people, it's a very visual. Some people, they're just in the state of like this deep, deep, deep meditative state where they're just in observation of the movement of energy. Whatever it may be, we all have a different way of working with energy. We all have a different relationship to energy and different way of perceiving and translating it. So I already knew, I understand that there are so many ways we can work with energy. I mean, again, I've studied with different teachers, different practices, whether shamanism, intuitive development, working in the Akashic records, all of the things. It's all working with energy, but from a different lens. And this is why I love it all. But this was still just very different, and it was it gave me kind of this aha of how over the years, everything I've studied, there is some element of it that points me back to Reiki. There's some element in all of these systems, all of these teachings, all of these philosophies that are already present and embedded within Reiki. However, again, within the system of Reiki, the way that we work with energy may be very different than how others may in other techniques. So, for example, a lot of you are familiar with shamanism. And again, it is a form of energy work and it is also very intuitive, but it is a very different process. You go about working with energy in a different way than perhaps you would if you were just conducting in a Reiki session. However, you can get the same kind of result through both, even though you're approaching the human from two different lenses of practice. So I say that to say, if you went to do like a shamanic journey and you did a soul retrieval, or you did some cord cutting, or whatever it is that you did, there would have been some element there of healing, of purification, of restoration. And again, in Reiki, while we may not do the same practices, we are still holding space for purification, for regeneration, for healing, for transformation to occur. And so what I started to recognize is that throughout all of the systems, we just use different language. And again, we may use different techniques, but ultimately it's about fine-tuning the human expression. So it's, they all have a way of helping us to come into relationship with our energetic selves, our emotional selves, understanding and having this presence of mind where we start to be more mindful about even the way that we perceive or translate things. But we also have this opportunity to recognize our relationship to body and to earth and to spirit, right? Again, but every system may use different language. But what do they all ultimately point to? So, in all of this, I was like, God, Reiki is brilliant because it encompasses so much within one system. So, where you may have to study, I don't know, three or four, five different techniques to understand five different aspects of yourself or five different layers of what it means, your human design, your makeup. With Reiki, there's so much contained within the system that it's brilliant. You could literally just continue your study of Reiki and learn all of those things that you would learn within these other systems to some degree. It would, yes, it might look different. It might feel different. It may have a different approach, but Reiki is so brilliant. So I wanted to talk about this and dive a little bit into the different, not just layers, but the different levels of Reiki. And part of this is because when I was teaching the Pulse of Reiki, I said in the offering of Pulse of Reiki, if you're on my newsletter, I think I even said it on the podcast, we don't know what we don't know. We don't. And so all of us, you could have taken any Reiki training with any teacher at any time, who knows? You still don't know what you don't know. And we have the gift of learning from each other. This is the beauty of community. Perhaps there are some elements of Reiki that someone else learned that perhaps you didn't learn or didn't fully ingest because maybe the teacher didn't present it in the same way, or perhaps it wasn't a focal point for the teacher. Who knows? None of us, we don't know what we don't know. And so again, we have this gift of learning through exchange. And because of this, what I have found through the years of not just doing the podcast, but just being in community within the umbrella of spirituality, there are a lot of ideas and stories and points of view about Reiki that often aren't true, just flat out aren't. And one of the things, too, that's interesting is a lot of people compare every other technique under the sun to Reiki. It is so common within the realm of energy work that people automatically will jump to this is better than Reiki. This is stronger than Reiki. This is so far beyond Reiki. And it's so interesting because a lot of times this is said with people who I have either never practiced it, didn't study it, or may have taken a Reiki class but didn't go into deep relationships. So there's a lot that I have encountered. So much of people saying things or having opinions about Reiki that make me kind of like pause and really wonder why and where this comes from. And it's just very interesting to me. So that's another reason I wanted to talk about this, because whether you are a practitioner or not, you may have some curiosities and maybe there are some things within the system that you didn't realize were there, or maybe there are some aspects of the system that you didn't realize it was pointing to, right? Again, we don't know what we don't know. And this is why we are all here to share, to exchange. And just as a side note, we don't have to agree with each other, okay? If I share anything and you don't agree, it is okay. Take what resonates with you, leave the rest. I only share with you what I have learned through my personal experience and practice, and also the beautiful teachings that I have learned from my teachers that have really resonated with me, and also what I have learned in exchange through working with other people, all in hopes that we all keep expanding and whatever our journeys or our choice of paths may be, that we all just get to that ultimate goal, whatever it may be for you personally, right? So let's talk about it. Something about this system, first and foremost, the attunement, right? The Reju. It is something that makes Reiki stand out, and that is what a lot of people associate it with. Like, a lot of people know that it involves some type of attunement or Reju. And from that lens, I thought, well, this is a very interesting part of the system because it really does give us the opportunity to activate that divine intelligence that is already present within our being. And it made me think about there are a lot of systems, a lot of practices, a lot of things that people do to try to achieve the same thing. What will awaken the divine spark within you? What will activate within you that essence of the divine that has been laying dormant within your being? What will trigger or become the catalyst for deeper levels of awakening for you, right? Again, there are many, many systems that may focus on that very specifically, even in the languaging. But interestingly enough, within the system of Reiki, we encounter this through the Reju or the attunement, the divine essence of life, of source, of all there is. This essence, this energy is activated, and we become attuned to these higher frequencies. And then we go through these processes of acclimation. I'm not going to go into the detail of that. I'm sure you could listen to old episodes if you want to go into all of that. But the point is, Reiki is very activating. It really is. It helps us to awaken to these aspects of ourselves that we may not have recognized or realized before. It starts to help us awaken to seeing our life in ways we may have not seen or understood it before. And this may sound odd if you haven't had the experience, but those of you who have, you know exactly what I'm saying. And if you haven't had the experience or you haven't encountered Reiki yet, think of it this way. There are other things in life that really activate us in some way, that turn something on for us, that click something within our being that causes us to start to change, that causes us to see and understand ourselves and our lives in different ways. It doesn't happen just through energy work. Sometimes it happens through life experience. So you can think of, I'm sure, some life experience that you've had that has changed you significantly. You may have gone through something in your life that absolutely turned something on within you, that caused you to see, know, or understand yourself or life differently. Now, the lens through which was activated for you, that's a whole nother story. Sometimes things are activated and it causes us to be guarded. Sometimes things are activated and it causes us to feel free. But the point is, there are various ways that we are activated, that we're given opportunity to see, know, and understand ourselves and lives differently. That is a big part of the system of Reiki. It brings us into a deeper awareness, a higher awareness. And I will say, with everything I say about the system, it is also dependent on your dedication to your practice and how far you go into your practice. If you just go to a class and get attuned, you may have an experience, but if you don't continue to cultivate your relationship to what has been activated within you, you're not necessarily going to have the same type of experience as someone who makes time to cultivate that relationship. So, Reiki level one, it in of itself is brilliant. I think because there are three levels, a lot of times people get fixated on, like, I want to take level three, I want to get to master level, I want to get to the creme de la creme. Well, guess what? Level one is even the creme de la creme. It really is. I mean, Reiki level one, there is a lot of focus on not just physical touch, but the physical aspects of being. So in this level, we really get an opportunity if we slow down and take in what Reiki is pointing to. It is directing us to be aware of the presence of that divine essence, that divine intelligence within and as our physical being. So you may learn breathing exercises, certain meditations that are commonly taught within the system of Reiki. You'll also be attuned, and you will have the practice of laying of hands, the practice of becoming a witness and observing and experiencing the pulse of energy that is very much alive and expressed as and through you. So you come into this different kind of, you have an opportunity to come into a different kind of understanding of mind, of body, of energy. It, again, it's brilliant. We often just think of it as like this awareness of energy and laying of hands, but it's like, no, what are you becoming aware of? This particular level at its core is teaching you to have presence of mind, to slow down, come in, recognize the gift, the beauty, the spiritual essence of your physical vessel and of itself. And in this level, we learn the Gokai, the Reiki principles. It's helping us to recognize what to direct our minds to help facilitate this healing of our hearts and our minds. It is so brilliantly laid out. And again, every element within the system, really, if we take our time, even through the levels of Reiki, they are each so incredible. So we always hear about the importance of grounding, being connected to ourselves, having presence of mind. You hear this within the realm of spirituality in general as a whole. Reiki has it. It's part of the system, all of that. How to get yourself into a meditative state, to consciously access those alpha brain waves, to allow yourself to settle your nervous system, to be in a healthy relationship with your body while simultaneously starting to cultivate and understand the relationship with your energetic essence as well, simultaneously. Now, with the Gokai, the first line just for today, it's telling us be present, direct our mind. It's telling us what causes us our suffering, our fears, our doubts, our worries, and to consciously choose and to make an effort to be free of those energies. It tells us, it points right to it in the Gokai, that the medicine, so to speak, is our gratitude, is to be compassionate, to be kind. And all of this takes work. So right there in the Gokai, it tells us to be diligent, not to just be diligent in our practice of what we would consider Reiki, but diligent in our practice of being kind, of having right mind, presence of mind, of being true to our way, being mindful of the words that we speak and the thoughts that we think. All of this, just in level one. And I'm not even given all of the details, just the meat, right? I mean, you think about that within the system, just at the foundation, look at how much beauty it encompasses. So then we can go on, we can progress to level two, as many of us do. And again, level two is enticing to so many people because it's like, now I get to do distant Reiki, as it's often called. I can work on someone who is not physically present, and that in of itself can be very enticing. I mean, like, I was curious, how is this even possible, right? So on level two, we've already come, because of level one, into this connection to the physical, having a deeper, starting to cultivate a deeper relationship with ourselves physically, mentally, energetically, and really practicing and tuning in to the beauty of meditation. Now, level two is where we come into relationship with the Reiki symbols and the teachings that they have. So we have the first symbol that really is teaching us how to direct the mind more fully, I want to say more clearly, helping us to recognize what it means to direct spirit in, into the mind, into the heart, into the being, into all that we do, and what that even means. We have the second symbol that gives us the teachings of having compassion and how that is the great healer of our mind and our emotions. We come to this teaching, this understanding of how the mind and the stories that we tell and what we hold on to, how it again can cause our suffering. And the key to alleviating that suffering are the teachings that are encompassed right there within the second symbol, as well as it's kind of, hand in hand with the Gokai. The Gokai and the symbols really work hand in hand. It's like, this is the potential for you, and this is how you get there. So then we have the third symbol, which a lot of people associate with doing the distance sessions, which is called Nkaku. And it's really just to give us the beautiful teaching of dissolving the illusion of separation, going into a non-duality, recognizing that. And think about it. If you're doing a distance session, a remote session, however you want to label it, essentially, you are going into a state of consciousness where you do dissolve the illusion that there's any separation between you, the other person, between you and spirit, between you and earth, between you and all there is. That's how it's possible. So, again, there are these brilliant teachings that are so much more than just the ability to work on someone energetically that may be across the world from you. It's helping you to understand what you are capable of as a human. It's helping you to understand your design, your functionality as a human, not just the physical, but also the non-physical, and now bringing together how these aspects of yourself work as one and how you are separate from no thing. It's brilliant, right? So we have these lessons of compassion and dissolving illusions of separation. Very beautiful. And then we can move on to level three, where we go deeper, I believe, into unity consciousness and the embodiment, the expression of these practices and of the work. So if you do the work of nurturing and cultivating relationship to energy yourself, to, really applying what is taught and what is learned in level one and level two, you go deeper into just not just practicing, but embodying, becoming the expression of. And so in level three, we go deeper into that. And then you also learn, of course, how to pass on this activation, this attunement, this reju to others. And so that's usually the thing that gets people so curious about level three. One, because it's in the Western tradition, it's called master level. So I think that in of itself is probably enticing to people, but also the idea that they can then perform these attunements or activations or reju. But again, beyond those, like, like shiny bobbly things, there are deep, significant, profound teachings within that level. So, in every level of Reiki, there is so much to learn, to understand about you, about life, about oneness, about energy healing, about relationship to mind and emotion, how that comes into play, about presence of mind, about understanding the manipulation of energy, how to manage your own energy, how to manage your own mind and emotion. Oh my God. It's incredible. And then I feel like the fact that we can then share it with others, and that another aspect of Reiki is it can help to alleviate, when people are having physical challenge or pain, when people are, needing to calm their nervous system, dealing with things, stress, emotions, all the things. That's just like a cherry on top of all of the other beauty within the system. And then I think about how incredible it is that it has grown so quickly. It's so accessible. It's so practical. And now that we're in a time where it's available in so many hospitals and available through so many hospice care facilities, and a lot of people are sharing this technique to help people with so many different facets of being human. And people are sharing and gravitating to this work because it works. But my heart, so many times, especially now, after, years in practice and study and dancing in and around and through it. And I tell you, I'm still amazed. I'm learning every day through this system. It like my heart sometimes is just like, oh, I wish people knew. I wish they really could see and understand and experience just the brilliance of this technique. It can be life-changing. It really can be. But again, our ability or choice, our allowance to work with not just the energy that we call Reiki, not just with life force, not just with, this divine intelligence, but drawing it into our beings and allowing it to be what helps us to become more consciously aware of who and how we are being an expression, giving us more of that understanding of what it means when people say true nature or original nature, giving us more evidence of what it means to heal, to transform, to purify, to change, to have more understanding of what many call spiritual alchemy. And I call it energetic alchemy. Anyway, I'm so thankful for the system. I am amazed by the system. I constantly think like, wow, Yasui Sensei was brilliant to have drawn in all of these different elements, and it's incredible the way the simplicity of it all, but the simplicity has so much depth. And then again, you are constantly able to learn and evolve and grow through the simplicity of the system. There's really nothing like you have to like add or subtract to make it any more, but it's just brilliant on its own, right? And even, I talk a lot about how I studied intuitive development, and that's a big part of my work and my practice because that's another element of our design that I think is incredible. The fact that we have intuitive minds and the fact that we are able to perceive beyond the physical and all of that is fascinating to me too. But again, it's Reiki that even brought that into my awareness in such a way that I realized it was an important aspect of being. It was the practice of Reiki that gave me the experience of it all. And just because, I guess, traditionally, or even at the very least, the way that it has been handed down to us in modern times, that isn't necessarily like highlighted or focused on a lot within the system of Reiki, it doesn't mean that it doesn't open us up to this. I mean, many people can tell you how much they opened up intuitively after being attuned and practicing. So it does help us to awaken in many ways. I feel like this conversation was really just a way of saying thank you to Reiki. Thank you to Yasui Sensei. Thank you to everyone that I have met because of the practice of Reiki. Everyone that I learned from, everyone that I get to share with. I am deeply appreciative of the layers of how the system is constantly helping to shape and reshape and heal my life. So I just, it's like a bow of gratitude, really. I don't know. Another love letter to Reiki. I'm sure somewhere over the years, I've probably recorded other love letters to Reiki because I, again, you just don't stop being fascinated by it all. But in any case, that's what I wanted to share with you today. And I would love to know what you think about it. If you are a practitioner, how has Reiki wowed you? How has it changed you? What is it about the system that you really appreciate? What is it about the system that you're still trying to understand? Are there any components or aspects of it that you just still aren't that clear to you yet? You know, are there things that you are still working on, working through? Let me know, because you know, I love to help people out with these things. So, speaking of which, I have been planning to do a Reiki class in person here in San Diego. I am shooting for the fall. Curious though about how many of you would like to attend. It would be for levels 1 and 2, it would be like a 5-day event here in San Diego. If you would be interested in that, email me, let me know, and I will continue working on putting that together. Also, if you are someone who has already taken 1 and 2, you don't necessarily want to go through the class or the training again, but you just would like to dive deeper because you know you don't know what you don't know. And perhaps you just want to see if there are more aspects that you can come to understand about Reiki, then I would recommend you joining me for Pulse of Reiki. Now, I said before that I didn't know if I'd have time to teach it again because it is originally a 6-week class. No, 3-week class. We meet twice a week over a 3-week period. However, I'm thinking about doing a Pulse of Reiki immersion. That would be 3 consecutive days, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, where we knock it out in 3 days. Again, it's for people who have completed at least level 2. So if you are level 2, Reiki practitioner, or if you are level 3 or Reiki teacher and just want to go deeper into the system, the elements within the system, like some of what I discussed, you can join me for that. But just email me and let me know if you're interested, because I'm not going to offer the immersive unless enough of you are interested. So definitely email me, let me know, and I will get that on the schedule for us. So that is it, my loves. Let me know if anything came up for you around this. Don't forget, if you haven't already, download the Energetic Alchemist app. You can get it through the Apple App Store or Google Play for Androids. It is free. You just, create an account, use your email address, and then there is a lot of free content that you can access, or you can also do a membership on the app and access even more content. But there is a lot there for you to support you in your energetic alchemy and on your path. And there's also Reiki merch available. So some of you have tagged me or sent me emails showing me you in your Reiki merch. Some of you I see are just getting it in the background and not necessarily tagging me, which is completely fine. I'm just excited that you're excited like me to have some Reiki merch. So it is available through my website. There are sweatshirts and t-shirts. There are hoodies. There are sweatpants. There are mugs. All kinds of things that really focus on our connection to energy work and Reiki. So, for example, there are Reiki Radio hoodies. If you love the podcast, there is the Energetic Alchemist hoodie. If you love my logo, those hoodies are really beautiful, color blue. They come in other colors as well, though. But and there are some t-shirts that are very Reiki focused. Like some say Reiki Shihan, Reiki practitioner, some say just for today, all kinds of things to really just like express our love of Reiki. So you can find all of that on my website, theenergeticalchemist.com. And if you want to go deeper into exploring intuition, my oracle deck is available as well. And I hope to do another oracle school this summer. So I am going to teach another oracle class, help you go into deeper relationship with your intuitive mind and translation of whatever comes through for you intuitively using the oracle. So if that interests you, you want to make sure you have the deck before class as well. All righty, that is it. We have some interviews coming up pretty soon, but I will be back just to talk to you about energy work and Reiki because I miss talking to you all about these things and just what I encounter. And I love sharing with you this way. So moving forward, there will be a blend of some solo episodes as well as some interviews. And I hope you enjoy it all. Don't forget to download the app. I will see you soon. Remember to always journey in love. Okay, beautiful alchemists, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with me today. Thank you for letting me express my gratitude for the brilliance of Reiki. And if you have a moment, it's really quick. Wherever you're listening to the podcast, you can really help me out. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can like the video and also make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you are listening on your favorite podcast platform, you can also help by leaving a 5-star rating for Reiki Radio, and you can also leave a review. All of that helps the visibility so that other practitioners can find the podcast and our community can grow. And I just appreciate you taking the time to do that. So thank you so much for being here, my loves. Happy March. I will see you very soon. Bye for now.